podcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wonder Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
In this lesson, I want to take you to a realm of thought where you can see a region, a domain, in which spiritual things occur, they prevail, and they dominate. I want you to see how the church looks in its finest glory. Think about the church. We are the church. If we are saved and baptized, we are part of the assembly of the believers who are under the discipline of the Word of God. We are organized and authorized to carry out the Great Commission, the administration of the New Testament, its ordinances, and the exercises of spiritual gifts. This is what we are called to do by God. In Matthew 16 and 18, the local church was mentioned, or it was actually called the church for the first time. Saints of God, this is important for you to know. In Matthew 16 and 18, and verse 13, Jesus asked the disciples, he said, "Who do men say that I, the Son of God, am?" And in verse 14, "And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." Then Jesus said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." Saints of God, this is how the church was built. This is what it was built upon. And we need to pay close attention to the Word of God. Verse 18 says, "And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." The church was built upon Jesus, the foundation he laid with his with choosing and teaching and training and an anointing of his 12 disciples, and the revealed knowledge from God, his Father. This is what the church was built upon. Every born-again believer is a part of the church of God. We are of the kingdom of God. We are a chosen generation and a royal priesthood. In 2 Corinthians 6 and 1, it says, "We are workers together with him." Talking about Jesus. "We are workers together with him. Beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain." We didn't receive all of this from God for it to be in vain. God intended for us to receive the death, burial, and resurrection, and everything that Jesus done for us. He expects us to use it to bring people into the kingdom and to bring ourselves into the kingdom. You know? So this is what we have inherited from Jesus Christ. And Paul wants us to know that we have been instructed, we have been entrusted with the Word of God, not the accolades that men sometimes will put upon us, or works given assigned to us by somebody, by some man, but we have been given works, responsibilities, authority, and power over the devil and his kingdom, and nothing can harm us. Matthew 16 and 18 says, Jesus said, "The gates of hell shall not prevail against us." The gates of hell shall not prevail against his church. Are you beginning to get a picture of who you are and how the awesomeness of what God expects from you? God expects great and wonderful things from us. The very same thing that Jesus did and the 12 disciples did, God expects that and more from us today. We need to see that the very gates of hell cannot stand against us. The kingdom of Satan can't prevail or prove itself to be more powerful than we are. The church. I'm talking about the church. And each one of us, we are a member of the church. He can't succeed or become dominant over us. Satan can't do that. The church of God is more powerful and proven to be superior in strength and in influence and in every area. God's power is proven far more strength, far superior than anything that Satan has. Saints of God, we can look at the power that the church has, and it can only make us wonder, where is it today? The power is still there, it's still here, but the church is not enforcing it. We have been exceedingly not doing the things that God wants us to do. And what we have to be exceedingly in is in the great power and all the things that God has given us. In Psalms 91:13, David says, "Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet." Saints, we're supposed to have the devil under our feet. He's not supposed to be running around rampant, slapping us in the face, slapping diseases in our bodies. That's not his position. His position is under our feet. You know, that's where his position is. And that's where, saints of God, we're going to have to keep him. You know, and he's talking in this scripture, he's talking about real lions and real snakes. You know, and he's also talking about the spirit of the snake, the spirit of the lion. He's also talking about the spiritual things. Luke 10:19, Jesus is speaking about he's speaking about these things that we have to do and that we have to say. And he's gonna make sure in Luke 10:19 that we get this. He's speaking. And here's what he says in Luke 10:19. He says, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." That's that power that we have. If it's a real snake, if it's a real lion, it's not going to hurt us. But right here, in this present day and age, he's talking about the spirit of that lion and the spirit of that serpent. It's not going to hurt us. Now, a serpent, you know, and an adder, it can be real. Just like I said, it can be real snakes, real lions, and it can be Satan, because we know that Satan was called the serpent, you know, and which is the devil. He's the serpent, which is also the devil. So we, as members of the Church of God, you know, we have power to stop the enemy no matter which way he comes or no matter what angle he comes to us, he comes after us, we can stop him because we have the Word of God, we have the power of God, and it will stop him. In Luke 10:19, Jesus said he gave us power over the serpents, over the scorpions, you know, and they could not harm us. He didn't just give us a little power, but he gave us power over all the power of the devil. And that matters, saints of God. And no matter what he comes to us with, we can resist him with the Word of God. This is how we resist. You know, we're not pulling against a flesh and blood person and resisting them, pushing them back. We're using the Spirit of God. And the only way we can push Satan back in the Spirit is with the Word of God. So we have to be like Jesus. When Jesus said to the devil, when he came to tempt him after he came out of the wilderness, he said, "Satan, it is written." We have to use the written word on Satan. And he said, "Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." We have to tell him just like Jesus did. "You can't tempt me. You can't tempt me." And we use the Word of God to show him that he can't, because it's written in the Word of God. Today, the church, we have the power. The church. this day, you, me, everyone that's a member of the church, we have the power, but we lack the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding of how to utilize it. We can use this power right now. This virus is still around, and we need to make sure we keep it away from our homes, our families, our friends, our places of businesses. We know that murder rate is going up in the city of Alexandria and just about all cities. And the strange thing about it is that we have law enforcement, these people that are supposed to uphold the laws, they're committing murder almost every day on black citizens, killing harmless black citizens, people that don't have guns, don't have knives, don't have anything, just maybe a broken taillight, just maybe a license plate that's not in the window where they can see it, and they're being murdered for these type of things. This comes down to an individual battle between Satan and us. We have to make sure that this stops. We must be on the offense, you know, be offensive minded. Start taking and rebuking this devil and all these sicknesses and diseases and viruses and colds, incidents and accidents and everything you can think of. Start being offensive minded and begin to pray over these things now before they even come into vision. Begin to pray over, you know. Even think about the things that could happen in the future and begin to pray over that. Take out the Bible and you can find scriptures that you need that will back up what you're praying for. Find those scriptures and begin to pray them every day. Begin to meditate on them. We have to resist the devil, and you know this is what we have to do. And you do know we're in a flesh and blood wrestling match. We're in a spiritual battle. And our weapons are not natural, but they are mighty through God, he said, through the pulling down of strongholds. That's what the word of God will do. It will pull down strongholds. There's power in the word of God. We have to use the word of God, and the power has already been established in the word of God. And when we speak the word of God, things begin to happen. There's no power but that of God. All power is in his hand. He can put down one and he can bring up another. And we're talking about God have power to put up a king, bring down one and put up another. It's the same way with presidents. He can put up one president and he can bring down another. God has power. All power belongs to him. There's nothing too hard for God to do. What may be impossible for men is just right for God. That's why we should start praying now for the elections and pray like we're supposed to pray. Not pray, Lord, we don't want the Republicans in. We don't, and the Republicans saying, Lord, we don't want the Democrats in. No, that's not what we pray. We pray, Lord, according to your will, let the best man, the best woman, the one that's going to uphold your rules and your values, let them become president. Let them become senators and governors. And every one of those offices, we need to be praying that God put good men and women, holy men and women, not liars, but deceivers, in position. And God will do that. In Acts 1 and 8, Jesus said, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses. This is what we're supposed to be, witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and in the utmost parts of the earth. Now, saints of God, this is when the Holy Ghost come upon you. We have this power. We have, for God give us power. Not only can we use God's power, but we could use our power when the Holy Ghost come upon us.
All right, family. You have been listening to the Spiritual Warfare Broadcast with Evangelist Wonder Bell. You can connect with us on Facebook at Evangelist Wonder Bell, or you can write us at Evangelist Wonder Bell or Spiritual Warfare Ministries at P.O. Box 5884, Alexandria, Louisiana.